Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the latest monthly meeting of the State Ag Development Board, Ohio County was approved for just over $100,000 for its CAPE, County Ag Investment Program, for 2014. Bob Hodges with the County Cattlemen's Association says their group coordinates ag development investments locally, and over the last 10 years, they certainly have made a difference.
There's been a tremendous improvement in our county, especially in our genetic program, in our cattle handling program. Safety is one of the main aspects of raising cattle, because if you can't handle them and work them and keep your animals healthy, you know, you just can't stay on top of it.
Because cattle are so widespread, related programs like handling equipment have proven popular to allow a value-added element to feeder calves, for example, before marketing. But the focus, he says, is far beyond cattle.
There's lots of good programs. Like I said, there's 11 different programs. Everything falls under a 50% cost share, not to exceed $5,000 per program.
The concept of investing tobacco settlement funds through ag development is to encourage alternative ag income opportunities.
These programs are not to finance your program, but just to help you with your diversification from tobacco to cattle to grain crop. Like I said, there's a lots of different programs here that meets the needs of lots of producers in the county.
Cattle programs are popular, but also available are grants for sheep and goat development, poultry, and on-farm energy savings. We'll be right back.
I love it when the Kentucky pork producers show up at an event. What to get? Country ham? Those pork chop sandwiches look good. I'd like to thank the folks responsible for this.
We're the O'Briens.
We produce pork and we eat pork. We're going to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today with a snapshot of a typical County Ag Development Committee effort to help, in this case, with Ohio County farmers to try new things. Local Chair Bob Hodges says they tried hard to be equitable and accommodating.
We have delegates on our committee that scattered throughout the county to help aid and assist the producers. If they have questions, they can talk to somebody that they know. We like for our producers to feel comfortable to be involved in this program.
Hodges says other programs focus on fencing improvement, farmland improvement, swine and dairy. There's even one for technology improvement.
For your computer systems, you can get software for your farm, for your management programs, for your bookkeeping, and just keep everything documented so you know where you're at.
The ag development process, making a difference in Ohio County. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.